Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So nice to see you and meet you. I feel like I grew up with you. You Young Guns and La Bamba, and here we are all these years later, and I don't know what you do in Hollywood. You do everything.
Kind of a jack of all trades. It's funny, people ask, you know, what's my favorite genre, and I say my favorite genre is the genre of employment. So,
ah, okay.
You know, writing, directing, acting, in whatever medium, I'm very, very happy to do it.
I remember reading an article where you were interviewed and you said that at one point Hollywood didn't know what to do with you. Is that true?
I think that's the case. I mean, there are the obvious roles that, you know, kind of come my way, but then there, you know, it's not always, you know, somebody who thinks outside the box. And so when I received a script like Etou, you know, I was thrilled because it's like, okay, theater director. Lou Diamond Phillips can play a theater director. And yes, you know, I mean, you know, I have a degree in theater. I was on Broadway, and it just, you know, sort of seemed to make sense. And Malcolm McDowell was attached to it as well. But I mean, for the most part, I am usually the outside the box choice. And a few years ago, you know, they would say, "Hey, Lou, you're on the short list," like it was a compliment. But then I'm thrilled to be on the short list. But the people I'm on the short list with are all really famous too. So it's, you know, it's rough. It's like I'm on the short list, but where on the short list am I?
But your range is so big now that I think they can find you doing almost any role. In this movie, I can't tell from the trailer, are you the good guy, bad guy, combination, both?
Exactly. I mean, he's the hero of the piece, or at least the hero in his own mind. But, you know, some people have said it's a bit like, you know, The Shining meets Birdman, because it takes place behind, you know, the scenes at a theater during a live production of Julius Caesar. And, you know, like Jack Nicholson, you sort of see the guy slowly unraveling. In our case, not so slowly, but it is. It's this psychological drama. It's a black comedy. It's a horror thriller. It's all of the above, and it's really quite a ride.
You and Malcolm McDowell. Wow, what a combination. What's it like working with him?
It's a blast. Let me first of all, he's one of the reasons I did the film in the beginning. He was attached to it when I got the script. And I adore Malcolm. I've been a fan of his for what, you know, 4 decades now? I mean, you go back to, you know, Clockwork Orange, and just amazing, right? And that sort of English, you know, journeyman, workman-like approach to the work. He shows up, he's ready, he's relaxed, and it's really inspiring. Working with somebody like that.
So what will people get from this film? I look at it and go, I don't know where it's going to go, but it's frightening.
You know what? Yes. First of all, it's just entertaining. I mean, it's a real popcorn movie in that respect, but it will make you think. I mean, it's a very, very smart film. You know, it's got some nice scares. It's got some nice shocks. It's twisty-turny, but the character is all about his love for the theater and his love for the craft, and about really, really applying yourself as an artist and not, you know, forgive the term, but half-assing anything, you know, you have to commit and you have to love it. And even though his passion becomes twisted, there's something about it that's a bit admirable.
Hey, let me ask you this. It was months ago, I think it was, Young Guns 3,
yes.
And then all of a sudden it just fizzled. Where is it? We
no.
want you back.
It's happening. I've read the script. It is fantastic. Emilia wrote it with John Fusco, the original writer and producer. Emilia will direct it. The two coming back, because we died off camera, are myself and Christian Slater. But he's adding some really, really interesting people to the cast, and we're supposed to start shooting this fall.
That's awesome.
And it's, you know, I mean, the update of it is fantastic, because it is not a pale comparison. It is not a reboot. It extends the story, you know, and that, you know, Brushy Bill Roberts, you know, lived, that Pat Garrett did not kill Billy the Kid, and what would happen 30 years after the events of the second film, you know. I got to say, it takes us right to the Mexican Revolution, and Pancho Villa is a character as well. So it's still very historically accurate.
Well, and what brought me to that, I was just going to ask you if you kept in touch with your friends from that movie. Did you become close friends in making Young Guns?
Oh, my God. We're still ridiculously tight. I saw Kiefer last weekend.
Oh my God, okay.
I spoke to Emilio 2 weeks ago. I see Dermot, you know, out on the convention trail, you know, for the fan cons all the time. So, yeah, those are Jeffrey Blake, you know, who was McCloskey, the traitor. You know, we're still in contact. So, yeah, I mean, the, you know, those we made lifelong relationships there.
What's next on the horizon for you? I know you're writing a book with your wife.
No, there are two books out right now, The Tinderbox Soldier of Indira and The Tinderbox Underground Movement, which is the sequel. They're sci fantasies. The first one is sort of a Game of Thrones meets Star Wars based off of the Hans Christian Andersen short story. And my wife does amazing illustrations in both of them. Those are available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. And I'm working on a third book that I'm revising something I wrote in college. But I also just finished a series for HBO, a comedy called The Chair Company with Tim Robinson. And that will be on HBO in October.
Just amazing how you keep busy and do everything and anything. I had to laugh because I saw you on Masked Singer.
Yeah,
what
right.
was that like? I mean, where did that come from?
It was my daughter's favorite show. My daughter Indigo, who's 17 years old, she's a devotee of that show. I had turned it down a number of times before, and then finally they asked again, and my daughter said, yeah, you should do it. And it is exactly what you think. I mean, when they say, you know, that nobody knows who's under those masks, it's the truth. You literally wear a hoodie and you're a mask the entire time you're on set, and the hoodie says, don't talk to me. You know, so I mean, no, it's the truth. The crew does not know who you are. The other contestants don't know who you are. You're sequestered in your trailer until they need you. It's kind of an amazing experience.
So thank you so much for your time today. It's just amazing watching the different areas you go into. And so I never know where you're going to come up next.
I kind of like that. You know, I'm like a gopher, man. You don't know where I'm going to pop up.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gary.